Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola. And today joining me on the phone is Michelle Salzman. And ladies, introduce yourself.
My name is Jennifer Harrison, so I'm helping head up the food distribution that we're talking about today.
So, and then...
I'm Whitney Fike, and I'm part one of the sponsors and partners to help with Representative Salzman's food distribution.
That is great. And we have Michelle, you with us on the line.
I am right here. Thank you for having me today.
Well, thank you for coming on with us. It's so great to have you.
I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys taking me over the phone. Jennifer, who coordinates the food distribution, always leads the charge, and she asked me twice if I was able to come into the studio, and then it turns out I can't. So thanks for having me virtually today. Jennifer and Whitney have been huge partners, and we're really excited about this food distribution and backpack distribution that we're having this Saturday.
That is so great. So tell me a little bit about the history behind this.
Well, when I was elected about 4 years ago, one of the things I ran on was the fact that we don't get anything in the north end of the community. A lot of the food distributions, a lot of the attention goes to downtown Pensacola. And although I love my downtown folks, there's a lot more to the community than that. So I partnered with Farm Share and other organizations, and it took us about 9 months to get the first one going because they were so confused. They said, you get tons of food distributions in Pensacola. And I'm like, no, but Pensacola is big. So it really was just born out of love for the community and making sure that the north end of the community had the same resources that were provided in the downtown area. And every year it gets bigger and bigger. Every 3 months we do a different type of food distribution. We do full turkey Thanksgiving meals. We do backpacks. We do car seats. I mean, but we couldn't do it without the community. And Jennifer, who leads the charge, which is she's there today, and Whitney has been a partner since day one. So it's just a labor of love for all of us. And, as you can see on the flyers and on all the press releases, it's everybody, you know, Congressman Gates's office, the sheriff's office, the VA, the superintendents, ECUA, the commissioners, all of the community leaders just come together because we all see that need and just want to love on the community.
That is so great. These ladies are smiling. How long have you both been involved in this?
I've been involved for almost 3 years now, I believe. I kind of lost track of the time.
that happens yeah, when you're having so much fun.
It is fun because it's great because we're giving back and we're meeting with the community, helping them out with food and this time with backpacks to make sure that they can get what they need. So it's a feel good all around. Plus, you're hanging out with people like Whitney and a lot of our other sponsors and partners that just make the day just fly by and make it so fun.
That is so great. Now, is this something that people can contribute to help with the distribution? I know they can volunteer, but is there something financially or like a gift in kind that they can bring to help?
Yes. I mean, if somebody wants to give, we can, and I can send you a link that they can reach me to contact. But we've had so many great partners already, like International Paper, they bring all our boxes. Farm Share, of course, brings our food. We have Kevin Stevens, Florida Power and Light, Ascend, people like that that actually donate so we can actually purchase all of our school supplies. So we did a big backpack stuffing this past Sunday, and we have 400 backpacks ready to go.
That's great. And I think I read something along the lines that first come, first serve, and two would go to each, as far as the backpacks would go, two would go to each car?
Yes. So we have to limit it because we want it to go further. So a car that has school-age children, we limit it to two per car, per family. But it's a backpack full of supplies. Like, we have everything they possibly need. They can walk in the front door of school the first day, and they are ready to go.
That is great. That's so important because the last thing you want to worry about as a parent or even as a kiddo is, do I have all the things I need?
Right.
Will I have the same things that all the other kids will have?
Right.
So that's so great. It takes one more thing off their mind, and they're already busy minds and their worrisome minds as
right.
children.
Right. Yeah. And we tied it in with the food because everybody needs a little help. And we get 30,000 plus pounds from FarmShare. And they get a box full of food that'll last them a week or two, depending how many are in their family, fresh food.
I was going to say, is it non-perishables or is there...
Both. It depends. We never know with FarmShare what we're going to get. But usually they get some fresh vegetables or fruits, some sort of bread or dessert, a meat. It just really depends what FarmShare has. But they get a full box. They could make several meals from what we give them.
That is excellent. That's so exciting. So how many volunteers do you normally have for the event? Is there still time for someone to volunteer if they want to?
Oh, definitely. We can always find something for them to do. We start at 6 a.m. and we go until we're done. So we usually get anywhere from 50 to 100 volunteers. We get a lot from the church, from Olive Baptist, that we're doing it at this time, that will give us volunteers. But we also have all of our partners. Like Whitney brings a whole group from IP, FPL, Ascend, the Sheriff's Office. We have ECAT coming with volunteers, Gilmore Services, Sleep Center. We have volunteers from all over the place that just show up. And sometimes we don't even know who's showing up. I just have people that are like, hey, can I help? The Marine Corps League is great for that. They just show up.
We are not going to say no.
It takes that many, though.
Yeah.
Because it's a labor of love, and we've got an assembly line going down and packing all the boxes and loading them in the cars, and then the sheriff's office keeping everyone rolling.
Yeah. Yeah, we have people that will line up very early in the morning, so the sheriff's department gets there early and helps us direct traffic, bring their cadets to help volunteer, so... It's a great operation, but we have it down to a science. They just come in, come out, and we get them rolling.
That's excellent. So earlier, before, I think it starts at 7:30, am I correct?
We'll start pushing cars through at 7:30.
Okay.
We tell everybody not to line up till 7, but
it's hard.
So the earlier people can get there to line up, the better. Cause it's first come, first serve. When we run out.
Right.
So we try and make it last as long as possible, but.
So there must be a little bit of preparation before that hour starts of packing boxes and doing that sort of stuff. But I'm sure you probably are continuing to pack.
Oh, yeah. We pack right the along. Whole time. Yeah. So we have volunteers that are making boxes to stuffing boxes to pulling things off the truck. So we have somebody. There's something for everybody.
That's excellent.
So while we're talking, I just want to make sure I give a huge shout out to the Escambia County Sheriff's Department. The first year we did this, I paid for deputies. The first one we did, I paid for deputies. I had a couple of cars come out, and within like 30, 45 minutes, I had to call Chip and say, oh my gosh, I didn't realize this was going to be this big. I need more cars. So it melded from a couple of paid folks to come down to now it's Jennifer, how many law enforcement show up for this? I mean, because we call this the Chick-fil-A of food distributions because it's one of the smoothest things you'll attend as a volunteer or as a recipient of the goods, because it's so calculated with so many really smart people behind the scenes working on it. So, Jennifer, can you explain just a little bit about the volunteer, the team of Chip and the crew of Priscus and all the people that are engaged in this and kind of how it looks? Because a lot of people hear, oh, food distribution, I'm going to have to wait in this long line. Nobody's going to know I'm there. And how will they even know that, you know, if they have enough food? And will you explain that just a little bit? Because you put work into this for weeks before it happened.
I think let's go to a break. When we come back fresh, you can share the information with everybody.
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in Thursday at 10 a.m. and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick. And it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick. Soothing comfort for the whole family. And when you need more comfort for yourself, try Vicks VapoShower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors.
Use as directed. VapoStick for use ages 4 and up. VapoShower Max use for adults only.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, tonight at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring your blanket or a lawn chair and relax. Enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This Tuesday, it's Tyler Mack, internationally known singer and nominated for the Blues 411 Annual Jimmy Awards. Rock out with Tyler Mack at Bands on the Beach tonight.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
2019. According to two witnesses, following a Republican fundraiser, Congressman Matt Gaetz is hosting an afterparty in his hotel room. His date, a paid escort. According to one witness, the escort prepared lines of cocaine, rolled up a bill of cash, and snorted cocaine with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola. If you want to be part of the conversation today, 850-437-1620. Now, Michelle, do we still have you on the line? I think we do.
I'm here.
Great. All right, I'm going to head it over to you, Jennifer.
Sure. Well, just to talk more about our volunteers. So we get probably anywhere from 10 to 20 from the Sheriff's Department, depending on cadets or officers, because they actually help us man the traffic, because we do get a lot of people that show up. So we'll put up cones the night before, tell them where to go. So the morning when people show up, they know exactly where to park and where to wait. And then the Sheriff's Department comes in and helps direct everything else. And then we have volunteers that'll show up 6 a.m. They'll put together the boxes from International Paper. We have a crew from Florida Power and Light. We have a lot of the crew of Priscus that comes in, and several of their companies get involved. Kevin Stevens and his team, Ascend Cares, will be there. That's the foundation under Ascent Performance Materials. Cool Companies donates our forklift. We have volunteers from ECAT that'll be helping, so they'll be helping stuff boxes, put them in cars. Of course, the Scambia County Sheriff's Office, Olive Baptist Church, Gilmore Services. The Sleep Center has our truck filled with 400 backpacks right now, ready to go.
Wow.
Kia Autosport helped us with getting a lot of the supplies. Step One Automotive helped us getting the backpacks. And then we're also adding some freebie coupons. So the washroom donated a free wash and dry that each backpack's going to have in it. And then Splash City Adventures, that I'm actually the general manager of, is doing a free family pass for a one day for a family of four. So the kids can come and have a good time before school starts. We have lots of areas and people, everything, but everybody's covered.
That's great.
Whitney, she's been here with us from the start, donating boxes, but she also brings a lot of volunteers. So
I'm the communications manager at International Paper, and Jennifer and Representative Salzman called us, you know, I guess 3 years ago, and they're like, hey, we're putting together, we have this idea, and we need something to put all this food in. And I was like, well, guess what? We make boxes. So this is a perfect opportunity. And so I remember they first called and were like, I think we need 400 boxes. I was like, all right, let's do it. I'll bring you 400 boxes. And then they called and they're like, we're going to need more than 400 boxes. Like, we're going to need 600. And then now they're like, we're going to need 700. And so it just keeps going up and up. You know, the need that they're fulfilling by being able to do this for the community. And, you know, the first one started out in the north end of the county. We had it in Molina. We had it in Gonzales. We've moved it to Marcus Point. We've been to Olive Baptist. But, you know, all of the team members at International Paper, we have over 450 team members. They live everywhere from Alabama to Florida, north end to the, you know, middle of Pensacola. And so having them out there representing, you know, our area, being able to help and give back is just meaningful to us.
Yeah. And it's huge what International Paper does because they give us the boxes.
That was going to be my question. Where are the boxes? Oh, I thought you, they come from
Hawaii. Yeah, they actually, they produce the boxes. So we get International Paper that donates the boxes, and we're up to, what, 750 this time that we're getting?
Yep, 750. And so when people think International Paper,
so
go ahead.
I have to interject for a second about these boxes. The reason why our food distribution is so organized, a lot of it is because we're able to sort the food efficiently, and we're able to hand it out in a way where it's not a bunch of random loose bags. So those boxes cost $2 to $4 each if you were to buy them in bulk, around $2 each. So imagine 750 times all of that money, and instead of spending it on boxes, we're able to put it into additional items like the backpack. So I don't think we could understate or say it enough that International Paper really comes through. Those boxes, it sounds so silly, but they bring a whole crew. They build them at 5 a.m. It's the smoothest operation, and it starts with people like Whitney.
Yep. And they even bring us tape and box cutters, so we have all the supplies we need from International Paper. And they keep us safe.
Right. Here's how you open a box correctly.
Yes. We talk about, you know, safety is, you always have a safety conversation with International Paper and Florida Power and Light Around. We will always start with a safety conversation on how to stay safe during all of these and making sure our volunteers and the patrons that come and are able to be benefited from this. So yes.
Yeah, we do a safety powwow before we even get started, and International Paper and Florida Power and Light are like, okay, here's what not to do, here's what to do.
Perfect, because we don't have time for cut fingers. We're distributing food to hungry families. That is so great. And, you know, I think as a whole, just to see both of you smiling, and I'm sure Michelle is smiling on the other side of the phone as well, is really great, because you're doing something so meaningful mm-hmm. for your community. But I'm just sitting here thinking about your IP employees. What a great thing. You work for a company that cares about their community, and they want you involved, they want to share that feeling with you. I think that's just amazing.
Yeah, and they definitely like volunteering out there and able to get out there when they're able to. And then it's just kind of a, as you see on this, on the flyer, or look online and find out, like, Representative Salzman has a huge community partnership with everyone that's involved and being able to want to give back. And so this community is something like no other mm-hmm. of being able to just rally everyone for a main cause.
Yeah. I literally, when we start planning the next one, I send my emails and make my calls. And they're like, okay, what day? When we're ready to show up. And now, they just jump.
Now,
they,
how often throughout the year do you do?
We do at least 3 a year. Sometimes we can fit in 4. It all depends on weather and whatnot. But we do at least 3 a year at the key time. So we do one, this time will be right before school in August. We do one in November. That is usually the week before Thanksgiving. And then they also get a free extra box of food that's just Thanksgiving meal. And then we do one in like March time frame. Like this past time we gave away car seats, so we'll see, you know, what we give away in March. But, you know, that way we hit most of the big seasons that we have here to help, just to help that little extra that we can give somebody.
That is so great. And the next one is on the 3rd of August. You can start lining up cars at 7:30, and the location is
at Olive Baptist Church. We'll actually start pushing the cars through at 7:30.
Okay.
So you'll want to, yeah.
You're going to want to get in line before that.
But we'll have volunteers there from 5 to 6 starting that will help direct everybody. So
great. We're going to head into a break, but if you have a question, 850-437-1620, you can hit us on the text line.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Join Claimology Thursday morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Matthew Vanderford with Claimology will be talking about insurance claims. He'll be discussing storms claims, as well as the importance of being properly insured prior to a storm and inspections after a storm. Matthew will be taking calls to answer your questions so you'll know what you need before the next storm arrives.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I occasionally have nerve discomfort in my hands, so the things I love to do...
Let's play something, Grandma!
...became difficult as I got older.
If you have occasional stabbing and burning in your hands and feet, try Nervive Nerve Relief. Nervive's clinically studied dose of alpha-lipoic acid reduces occasional nerve discomfort in as little as 7 days with continued daily use. Say yes to healthy nerves with Nervive Nerve Relief.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, Pensacola, it's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinky Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jess. This is News Radio Pensacola. If you want to ask a question to my fine guest today, 850-437-1620. We are talking about the upcoming back-to-school food distribution and backpack giveaway. And let's remind everybody where they can go, when this event starts.
The event, the backpack giveaway hosted by Michelle Salzman will be this Saturday, August 3rd, at Olive Baptist Church. We'll be in the front parking lot, but people will need to line up in the back. So you'll see cones and signs everywhere that'll tell you where to go. We'll start running cars through at 7:30. They can get a box of food, and then if they have school-age kids, backpack full of supplies.
Now, people can also walk up as well.
Yes. So we will have a walk-up area. So if there is somebody who's challenged and doesn't have a vehicle or lives close by, they can walk up, and we'll have a table designated just for that.
Okay. And they probably should bring a little bit of help with them because the box is...
I would bring a wagon or some sort of cart that they could put in, because the boxes do get heavy. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we have cans, bottles, different things. So, and we fill them up. So,
y'all load them down.
Yeah. we load them down with, they get some of everything that comes off the truck.
Come prepared.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Do you normally have a lot of people that walk up to get food distribution?
We have a handful. It depends where we are. There are complexes near Olive, so I would assume that we would probably have some, but we'll make it a safe area. They won't have to go through the traffic or anything.
All right, great. Don't forget, August 3rd, cars start to come into the parking lot at 7:30.